together. Come on.
Every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter.
You can't be breaking down and falling out. You're going to break out your prayer. Break out your word. You're going to break out some praise. Last time, when somebody clap your hands, it's a wrap. That's all you got, that's all you got.
About you is good, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. There is no flaw in you. There is no sin. There is no wrong. There is no evil found in you, oh God. Only goodness, only righteousness and holiness, oh God. Your goodness endures continuously. It never ends, oh God. You will always be good. Your goodness is prepared for those who trust in you, oh God, for those who trust in your word, oh God. I believe in you, oh God, and I believe that not only your mercy, but your goodness will follow us all the days of our life, oh God. Lord, I am satisfied with your goodness, oh God. You fill my hunger soul, God, with your goodness, oh God. I am eager to bless your name, oh God, for your goodness sake, oh God. I do not take for granted that you have given me a gift. I do not take it lightly that you could have chosen anyone, oh God, but you chose someone like me, oh God. But you have made promises to me, oh God, as your child, God. For that, God, I give you thanks, oh God. For, oh God, oh man, would you give thanks to the Lord, oh God, for his goodness and for his works, oh God, for his wonderful works, oh God. I will thank you, God, for your memory of your great goodness, oh God. I will sing of it to you, oh God. I will rejoice over it, oh God. Now, Lord, let your goodness completely overtake us, oh God. Let it be as a flood, oh God, because you, Heavenly Father, delight in you giving you good things, oh God. You give good things to those that ask, oh God. You give me what I ask for more and more, oh God. I will ask for the bread, God. You will not give me a stone, oh God. I ask for a fish, God. You don't give me no serpent. No, you are good, Father. You are good, Father. You already know what I need, God, and you give it of the goodness of your heart, oh God. Your goodness is abundant, oh God. You promised to bring your children into the good land, oh God. The good land which is filled of good things that you have prepared, oh God. You get pleasure out of seeing us do good, oh God. You get pleasure out of seeing us blessed, oh God. You take pleasure in the prosperity as the good Father should, oh God. I declare that good things are coming our way, oh God. I declare that I shall have good things of the land, oh God, that dwells in it, oh God. I declare that it would always walk in goodness, oh God. I declare that my Father is a good Father. I am good, oh God. I will speak into the lives of others, oh God, in this day, oh God. May we raise your name, oh God, and lift you up and pray, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen, 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 amen. I say amen, amen, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, hallelujah. Let's just give God some praise right here and now. Just give him the honor that he deserves, and just know that God is just such a loving God. He loves the communication that we have for him. I can't see his face, but in my heart, I know that each and every time that we are on this program and starting our day off, that God is smiling down on us. He is smiling on us because he sees the work that we're putting in. Yes, you are working because you are getting up. You are starting your day. You are actively seeking God's face in the midst of your storm, in the midst of your trial. You may be having joy. You may have peace in your life. You may be happy. But all I'm sitting and saying is that you're seeking ye first the kingdom of God. That's how you are starting your day. So the word seeking is an active word. You are doing something. So I know without a shadow of a doubt the way the Holy Spirit allows me to feel that he is just glad that we have made a conscious decision to come on the line, to eat bread with him, to enjoy him, to be a part, to be in his presence. And I am thankful for that one today. In my studying time, oh Holy Spirit, in my studying time, I had one thing planned, but based on the fact of us sitting here eating bread with God, Revelation 3:20, it says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. If I'm not mistaken, in the that's the King James Version, but in the Amplified Version, it says that he will eat with them at the table. And this was Jesus talking. And Apostle Temple, you're going to have to really help me out here because I was going on a level of expectation this morning, but the something just shifts. The Holy Spirit just shifts. But with that being said, I'm going to read it again. It says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and I will sup, S-U-P, with him and he with me. That's the King James Version of this word. And I'm assuming it's coming in my spirit because we have, based on me saying that, we've given the Holy Spirit an invitation to come in with our executive meeting. He is here. He's allowed, the Holy Spirit is allowing us to know that he is here. See, when you're talking about knocking at a door,
When you knocking at the door, there are some doors that had to have a handle on the front, but there's a lock on that door. And then there are some doors that you have, I mean, all doors have a two-way street, but the lock where you can unlock the door is on the inside of that lock. And indeed, in Revelation 3, because this is a place that I am studying in and did not even expect to come into here, Jesus was talking to the different churches. Some of them were obedient, some were disobedient, and some in this area, the people had got to the place where he was giving them instructions to do different things, and they allowed money and different things to overtake him and forgot about the fact that they had just put him to the side. He was no longer their priority. He was not their first priority. And see, one thing about us, we're doing the opposite now. We are doing the opposite of what this church was doing. This church had got into a place that possessions, worldly possessions, had taken over them. Worldly possessions had overcame them. That's all they could sit and think about. They were not sitting and thinking about Jesus, their Lord and Savior, Jesus, their Savior, that they will eventually have eternal life, have the opportunity to sit at the throne with him. So they had some acts of disobedience, but at the end of the day, Jesus was saying to them, if you just open the door of your heart, of your mind, of your spirit, I will enter into your presence and have a meal with you. I will sit at your executive table with you, and we can sit and we can talk and we can communicate. And this is where we're at right now. This is where the Spirit of the Lord is moving at right now. Day in, Monday through Friday, he's sitting at the table. He's communing with us. He's walking and talking. Although you may not see him in a physical, but his Holy Spirit is here with you. If you allow the Spirit to abide in you, then you will realize what the Spirit is saying today. I am knocking. I'm knocking. All you need to do is go to that door and turn open that door. If it's locked, unlock whatever you got going on in your heart. Unlock whatever you got going on in your mind and allow me to come in, because I am willing to be here with you. I am here. I am your guide. I am with you. Apostle Temple, if you're on the line, could you help me out this morning? Okay, I'm not quite sure if we're having some technical difficulties, but at the end of the day, we can now go back into the level of expectation. We need to have a level of expectation, knowing that God, Jesus, Holy Spirit is one and is right here at our doorstep, tugging us, pulling us, trying to give us the godly counsel, the wisdom that we've been talking about, the prayers that we've been talking about. We sum it all into one, knowing that he, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, is at the door waiting for you. We sometimes get into a place where we allow everything else to overcome us and then forget and sit and say, and I can only attest for me. I know that when we're supposed to be on the line doing different things and something may come up and at the drop of the dime, it's like, oh, okay, I need to do this. No, I already know what the schedule is before me. So therefore, I need to prioritize the things that I have to do in order for me to be in the presence of the Lord. I have to prioritize those things. Now, if it's an unforeseen incident, then that's a different thing. But if you're just laying around and not doing anything, you're on Facebook, you're on watching TV, you're doing whatever, then you need to put those things to the side. And you need to know that there's a meeting time, a time that's already set aside, designated for you to come into the presence of the Lord, because he's allowing you, he's letting you know, I'm not that selfish person. It doesn't matter to me that you're sinning. It doesn't matter to me that I'm sinning, and I'm telling you to put me first, put me the head of your life. I am your lordship. I am your headship. Open the door for me. You open the door for me, things will be better for you. You open the door for me and you commit. You make a commitment, a solid commitment to me. And I can help you. I can lead you. I can guide you. I can put you in a place where you're more successful. I can put you in a place where prosperity is there. I can take you to the place of milk and honey. I can promise you that you will have eternal life, but you have to invite me in. You have to open the door. And once you open the door, you have to come into a place of subjection. You have to subject yourself to the Holy Spirit. You have to remove yourself out of the way and allow the Holy Spirit, once you open it. One thing about the Holy Spirit, when I sit and I pay attention to the fruits of the Spirit, it's nothing harsh about the characteristics of the fruits of the Spirit. Everything is peaceful, it's love, it's joy, it's happy. Everything about it is gentle. It shows that the Holy Spirit is a gentle spirit. It's gentle. So therefore, it's not going to take you by force. It is not going to put you in a place where it comes in and it overtakes you unless you would invite it to. Unless you invite the Holy Spirit to consume all of you, then you are giving it an invitation. But if you choose to continue, because the scripture also talks about people being lukewarm, being neither hot or cold, but lukewarm, meaning that you're not one place or the other. You're in between. And the scripture said that I will throw you out. See, when you get to that place where you're ready to open that door, you've made a conscious decision that this is what you need to do. I made a conscious decision, but I still need help. I made a conscious decision, but I'm still going to make some errors. But I thank God that I've given the Holy Spirit an invitation to come in, because during my trips and my falls, the Holy Spirit is still going to continue to build me up, pick me up. But you, as I say, have to make a conscious decision to open that door. And that door is the door to your heart. That door is the passageway. It's from your heart that resonates up to that mind. You have to allow the Holy Spirit to completely consume you. It is not something that's going to happen overnight. It is a process, and the beginning of that process is accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior, accepting Jesus, and he's going to accept you just as you are, just as you come to him. He's going to accept you, because remember, we are imperfect people, and God, we are people that God purifies. He puts us in a place. He remolds us. He rebuilds us. Some of us have to go through a fiery furnace, a furnace that we may be in there longer than we want to be in there. But he's clearing, he's preparing us. He's putting us in a place. But I sit and say to you today, I decree and declare that today will be the day that you walk to that door. You remove all obstacles. I don't care if you have to walk 20 miles to your door today. I don't care if you got to just take one step to your door today. You need to unlock that door and allow the Holy Spirit to come in and lead you. And see, a lot of people get to the point where they feel like when you allow the Holy Spirit to come in, that you're going to be this perfect person. We're not perfect, again. We are imperfect people that's going to continue to make mistakes. But this is why we have the Holy Spirit to correct us and continue to give us instructions. That's when that wisdom comes hand in hand. I'm not sitting and saying that you should be making the same mistakes over and over and over, because no, that's not where we should be. But what you need to know is that we are going to have some type of failures, because failures is what teaches us. Failures is what strengthens us. Failures is what gives us the wisdom that is needed. And God, trust and believe, God is going to give us the tools and to equip us in any situation that we're going to. All you have to do is answer the knock on the door. It's not that we are knocking on the door. Read the scripture, Revelation 3:20. Jesus is knocking on the door. He is knocking. But again, as I previously stated, sometimes we too busy to hear the knock and to answer the knock. So your process just continue going on and on and on and on. And this is not where the Holy Spirit wants us to be. God does join us at our executive meeting, and we're asking for you all to get into a place where you're coming, you're freely. God, Jesus don't have to keep knocking and pounding on the door before you answer. And I'm one, he was pounding. He was pounding on the door before I chose to answer. And see, one reason I was not answering, because I was not under the proper teaching to know different things. You know, to sit, I was taught that God's not going to never beg you. He's not going to come after you. He's not going to do whatever. But the scripture says that Jesus is knocking on the door. That Jesus is knocking on the door. So you get caught into tradition, or you get caught up into wrong doctrine. And because I fail to study and to meditate on the word of God, to do our research, to make God our number one priority, then we get stuck in the same cycle over and over. It becomes a maze. 3 years ago, I literally was living in a maze. 3 years ago, I was living in a maze. And sometimes I have found myself falling short and trying to go back into that maze. But I decree and declare that my soul is anchored with Christ, because when I realized that he was knocking on that door, I opened the door. And when I opened the door, I said, God, I know that hatred, unforgiveness, and all of these things can't live in this heart that you, now that I'm now turning over to you. So, Lord, cleanse me up. Cleanse me up, Father God. Cleanse me from whatever it is. Allow me to identify what it is, Lord, because I don't want you. You are too worthy. You are too majestic. You are my everything, and I just do not want you to come into a place of turbulence, but I want you to come into a place where you are. It's just a clear, free landing. And no, again, it's not something that's going to happen overnight. It's a process. It's a process, but you have to take a step towards that process. You have to. There's no other way. You have to allow the Holy Spirit to lead you, to guide you, to give you the counsel that you need to in order for you to prosper in life. I'm not just talking about prosperity in the financial way. I'm talking about prosperity in your spiritual life, prosperity in your love, your marriage, the love that you have in your heart. I'm asking you to unlock the door so all of the old things could be passed away and the newness, the love of Christ. Do you understand that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son for me, a sinner, for you, a sinner? I don't know your sins. It's not my care to know your sins, but I know I'm not the only sinner on this earth. But I do recognize that this sinner knew had enough, had got sick and tired of being sick and tired, sick and tired of seeing the same scenery over and over and over again and was making no type of progress in her life. So I had to unlock the door. I had to. Two nights ago when I started reading into this scripture, I couldn't do nothing but bawl like a baby. I could not do anything but cry because I had to realize how long, Father, have you been knocking at my door? And I wasn't hearing you. How long? And it just made me realize that everything else around me was more important than my Father who art in heaven, who provides all
my
needs. Amen, Apostle. There you go, Apostle. Help me out here this morning.
Hey, man, you were doing beautiful. I didn't mean to interject. You know, just got clicked back in on the air, but amen. You're absolutely correct. And just thank God for everybody, and we just thank God for you all, especially on this Friday morning. I'm just so excited about the growth of people. I'm so excited about the people relationship. I'm so excited about individuals and your walk with God, because one thing about a person, a leader that walks with God, and we have to impart into different peoples around us, God don't take us into nothing else until the people got it. He could give me all kinds of information, revelation. He could give me all kinds of stuff, but the release of it doesn't be released until the people got the first information that he gave out. And that's just the way God does. You know, it's not something that, oh, I got this and I want to pat myself on the back, or, oh, I'm being to this level now and I want to just tell everybody. It doesn't work like that, you know. Everything, a life-changing word to where a person has experienced a life-changing word is by the release of the Holy Ghost. It's by the release of the Lord. Because you could share to anybody your testimony, but the testimony doesn't move people. It doesn't move them. You know, they probably be happy for you, but it doesn't move them, because at the end of the day, what's going on is for you. And it's not necessarily saying that the people, they probably have not came into that level or came into that release that God has for them. And I say that to say this, because Evangelist was sharing with you all about prosperity, and she was saying about prosperity open doors. I want to give you a little nugget to just try to take you a little deeper into prosperity. Amen. And I'm just so happy where I could open up and give out more and give out fresh information. I want to take you a little bit deeper into prosperity. Prosperity is just not something to where you just attain different things. You're attaining, you got a lot of things going on in your life. You got a financial flow and different things like that. You know, prosperity is also a warrior. It's like a warrior-like spirit. When you deal with prosperity, you're also dealing with like a warrior-like spirit. When prosperity walks with you and reigns with you, prosperity is simply telling you and letting you know, because of the warrior nature that prosperity have, it's going to let you know you don't have nothing to worry about. You are not going to lose. I'm going to say that again. Prosperity will let you know. Prosperity has a warrior-like spirit. And when prosperity walks on you, it's not about how much money you have. It's not about how much different things you have. Because you got to understand what prosperity does, what prosperity really is. Prosperity is like a war angel. It guards and protects, and it guards the cankerworms. It guards the enemy. It even guards your mindset, for your mindset don't come in, or your different things won't come in your mindset to cause you to lose. So prosperity says, long as you keep putting your hands to the plow, and anything that you do, whatever you touch, whatever you speak, it's going to be added to your life. and you will not lose when certain season or when the enemy want to come in like a flood. I will lift up a standard against them. That's the spirit of prosperity, blocking whatever the enemy try to come in and overtake and wash away. So when we say prosperity going to overtake your life, we send the spirit of the angel or the war angel of prosperity that represent prosperity, finna get ready to protect your assets, gonna protect everything that try to come in and eat up your assets. Can I tell somebody, my God Almighty, I prophesied this morning that prosperity gonna walk with you. You're gonna understand what prosperity is. You're gonna understand the nature of prosperity. See, this is what prosperity, it's crazy of the talks that I have in the spirit realm with different type of jealous hosts and different things like that. You'll think I lost my mind. And prosperity says, reason why I don't work for a lot of people, or I'm not activated to work for a lot of people, because people think that I am things that they could attain. They don't understand that they the one attain different things. I'm the one that protects it. I'm going to say that again. Prosperity says, I'm not the one to attain. They're the ones to line up with God to attain in what the works that they do and the things that they do. He said, I could be in their life, but they could have nothing going on in their life, even though their life is prosperous, but they don't have nothing going on in their life to add to what I have to add in their life. So I don't have nothing to protect. So I don't have nothing to guard. So since I don't have nothing to guard, they don't recognize that it's prosperity, their life is prosper. He says, listen this here. When the enemy come in and trying to rip away or trying to attack you in your sickness or attack you or attack your infirmities, he said, listen, it is I, the spirit of prosperity, protects, watch this, healing. I protect your healing. Because watch this, God says, I already released your healing. You are already healed. So all we have to do is believe that God, believe what God says. Prosperity says you don't have to do nothing else but just believe the Father, I do the rest. So when an enemy or circumstances hit, amen, and your report doesn't be good, or the doctor reports come back and things look negative, prosperity says you don't have to worry because I'm in your life. I'm going to protect what God's spoken. It's my job is to protect the word of God that is over your life for your life to continue to do. Y'all about to hear me this morning. Continue to prosper. So prosperity is a warrior-like spirit that fights away things that try to come in to take away your increase. Amen? That's the revelation of prosperity, the insight of them, to take away your what? Your increase. Watch this. My God, one of my daughters in the ministry, she got sick. Amen? She got sick. She got on a ventilator, all that kind of stuff. So before she really went in, I went into prayer. And I didn't go into prayer for this, Father, as a request. I didn't go into prayer. Some things, you know, we got to understand how to enter into the throne room of God. Because your prayer or request should be already released already. You don't wait till you get sick, then give God a request. You don't wait till you get broke, then give God a request. That's why you praise him right now. That it ain't about what you don't feel. It ain't about, amen, that I don't think anything wrong with me. It ain't about. I'ma praise him for just help. When? Right now? Well, it don't look like nothing wrong with you. Well, in matter of fact, it might not be anything wrong with me, but as this body keep aging, as time keep going on, I don't know what's to come. So I praise him already. So what God spoke to me, God said, listen, she's going to make it through it. It's going to be all right. That's it. I don't pray no more. I'm done praying. All I do, back off, begin to engage into other stuff, and listen to the reports. Amen? I listen to the reports. Because now, watch this, prosperity is going to protect the word that God released in my life. He don't protect the word that he's spoken about the individual. So as I was in communicating with the family last week, I say, listen, by this time next week, I said last, now this was last week. I said, by this time next week, individual going to be communicating with you? Now, you'll think I'm crazy because at that point last week, it wasn't no response. At that point last week, they was in sleep. They was in all that kind of stuff. A ventilator, life support machine. It wasn't nothing going on. Amen. You'll think I'm crazy that you've been on court counting that individual out. That individual just holding on, or the machine has got that individual holding on. That individual going to be out. But guess what? I don't have to, when I hear these reports and they start to get I don't have to worry. I don't worry about it. Because what? Number one, I believe what God says. Number two, I already turned it over. Prosperity is protected. Do you know, by this time, I think yesterday or whatever, that individual that was in that coma-like state on their life of support, some pastor attacked and tell pastor, hey, listen, I'm good, I'm fine. Their mind is alert. They're alert. They're able to talk, able to do whatever, response for everything, eyes open, talking everything. Like that. Why? Because I don't have to fight for anything when prosperity, my God, I got to go, y'all. That is in, when prosperity is in your life, prosperity telling you, you sit down. You don't have to fight for your increase. You don't have to fight for your healing. You don't have to fight for your blessing. I'm the one going to protect all that. I'm the one going. That's why I tell the enemy or tell you that I don't care whoever come in your life, what God says for you, it is for you. It ain't nothing that nobody could do to stop it, because you got an angel that is called prosperity. I hope this wasn't too deep, too heavy for y'all in the morning. My God Almighty. But I just want to help somebody. My God, that you don't came to another area, another realm, because now it's another angelic host wants you to reveal, wants you to know who he is. Amen. You've been calling him. You've been thinking that, hey, my God, prosperity in my life is not there for your increase. It's there to protect your increase. That's why you ain't going to lose. Can somebody say in social media, internet, I'm not going to lose, because the spirit of prosperity walks with me. It's not about how much money I have, but it's about the prosperity. My God, I got to show y'all in Bible study one day. I got to show you one day. I'm going to show you. It's going to blow your mind. It walks with evangelist. I got to go. I'm stuttering. I'm all over the road and everything else. Back to you, evangelist Nita. Back to you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What a word. What a word. That's what, see, we can never just stop with the Holy Spirit, because at the end of the day, what I prepared for was expecting a level, raising the level of expectation. And the scripture that the Holy Spirit switched to is how many of you all would have thought that you would have learned today what prosperity was? Because tradition tells you something else. And this is why your level of expectation, your neck should be out like a giraffe every single day, every moment of your life, because you never know what God has for you. You never know what God is teaching you. This has been such a powerful week this week. It has been such, I know that it has truly been a blessing for me. When I can sit down and add notes to my journal, I just love it. I love what God and the people that God has put on a platform at this time to share his true, unadulterated word. And we should be just thankful that he's at the table with us. That right there was a whole 5-course meal. And an apostle said he hoped it wasn't too deep. No, we need more. We really need more. This is a time.
Come on, somebody.
Understand. Pay attention. Pay attention to what God is doing, where God is at right now. Pay attention, because he is doing a work right now. And guess what? You're not paying $2,000 for a session. It is free. It is coming from the heart. It's coming deep down from out of the belly. And those words are something that was he has eaten. He has taken in, digested, and at a place now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. God is at home.
Come on, somebody.
Hallelujah. God is at a place. God is at a place right now where he's saying, open that door because I got more for you. Open it. Open it. I'm tired of looking at you and with that same mindset. I'm tired of hearing what you got to say and you not trying to do nothing about it. I have placed someone who has accepted the call that's going into intercession for you and is and believing what I am saying. Did you all hear? He prayed before the situation even took place. And on today, that person is in a better place. You know what? That person may have not opened the door, but I can tell you one thing. Apostle Temple Spencer opened that door. He allowed the Holy Spirit
to come in
and do a work. To do a work not just for her, but each and every last one of us. And when you open that door, just know that God got something greater for you. He has something better for you. And yes, you're going to go through some things. You are going to go through some things because if you can't go through something, then you can't tell and help somebody else. So I sit and say to you, pay attention to the movement of God, not what man's sitting in. Because you can sit and watch TV, young. You can sit and watch the Word. You can look at all these other different people. But the best thing that you can do is get into a place, get your mind, your heart, and your spirit in a place where you're ready to receive. Jesus said, unlock that door on December the 11th, 2020. Unlock that door and let me in. I decree and declare in the name of Jesus all over this land, somebody is unlocking that door right now, and they have opened it to receive what Jesus, what God, what the Holy Spirit all in one has for you. A package deal, a package deal. You're to receive the meal today, and I'm asking you, and I'm charging you, in the name of Jesus, to bring somebody else because you think this something, and I'm speaking it into existence. Just wait and see what else God got for you because I know that he is not. See, all of that studying, all of that going through different things, God has developed. He has developed a person that's ready to be on display. See, we sit and listen to all that evangelistic stuff, but I'm sitting and telling you again, you suck in the same place, and I'm not putting nobody pastor down. I'm just sitting and telling the truth. You need to be in a place where you're ready to receive and you can see the works of God going on in your life. It may have, he may have not done something miraculous for you, but taking that young lady off a ventilator, off, I seen the pictures myself, and taking them off the ventilator and allowing them to send a text to say I'm okay when nobody but God. But God. So we leave you, Apostle, unless you have anything else to interject. Because, see, I got to get off the phone and I got to run. I have to run and I got to shout. Because, see, the Lord of God is here. He is present. He is present. He is present. He is present. And I'm just thankful for him. I got to. I don't know about you, but I got to give him the praise. Because, see, when I learn something new, it just makes me know that I'm on the right path. It makes me know that I made no mistakes. It makes me know that I'm steadfast and immovable in the Lord. That's what it makes me know. And let me know that you, guess what? You ready. You ready to take off. Your plane is on the runway, and you ready to take off. You ready to soar like that eagle. That's where I'm at on this morning. And I pray that you are, because if you are in a place where you're ready to receive, he is giving. He is giving it to you. Just open the door.
You know, evangelist, and this is one thing people, I want people, I just can't wait for to do the teaching now, and I just can't wait I can do the teaching. You got to understand how long I've been in ministry, and I could not do this level of teaching because I wasn't, God never released me. You know, even though I know that he never released me, But now I'm just so happy that I can do different things. And it's not only because of the people's growth. It's because, like I said, God tested me one day with this service, doing with a virus, whatever, see which way I'm going to go with him. And now he trusts me that, hey, you know, I could trust you to take you a little deeper, a little further, and release you to do a little bit of things. Because but I want y'all to understand this. When prosperity come in your life, you are very valuable. And I'm telling you, not only valuable to yourself, but you are valuable to other individuals. Because watch this. Even though an individual is not worthy of a blessing, not worthy of God to do something for them, they are not worthy of it. Watch what prosperity, when God, you've been on praying for an individual to get an answer for that individual. Just like this situation here that I was dealing with, not saying that individual wasn't worthy. That individual was worthy. But because of your request that God says, I'm going to take care of that. Watch this. Prosperity is not protecting them. Prosperity is protecting that word that God gave to you. So when God said, I'm going to heal that, prosperity protects that healing for that individual because God gave you that word. And it had nothing to do with that individual. It don't have anything to do with that individual. It has something to do with what God spoken to the individual that walks with prosperity. So watch this. So now when God says, you got to understand, a jelly host only moves by commandments that is in the direct contact or the direct alignment or the direct approval from God. It doesn't move. They don't move for anything else. You can say whatever you want to say. You can dispatch them all you want to dispatch them. But if it's not in God's approval, not in God's plan, that's they won't move. That's why I tell people, my God, the biggest thing that you could get from God is getting God to trust you. Once you got God to trust you and the approval of God is over your life, I'm telling you, when you begin to speak, I'm the heavens going to react. And when I mean the heavens, even the angelic host that is in heaven. So when you walk with prosperity and all this stuff, I hear all this stuff about prosperity, prosperity people, and all this kind of stuff here. Well, they got the wrong revelation for it because the prosperity is not there for you to attain. It's not there for you just to get, and allow your bank account to roll up big. Prosperity is there to protect the assets that God done bless you in your life. So prosperity says you ain't going to see no decrease. All you're going to see is increase because your God is a God of increase. So I'm protecting that increase regardless if your increase is joy, regardless if your increase is happiness. Do you realize that now the things that you used to get bent out of shape about, some of you don't get bent out of shape about it no more. You begin to just trip out about it. You begin to brush it off your shoulder because prosperity says, I'm going to protect your peace of mind. Y'all hear me? Amen. That's the revelation, the true essence of walking in prosperity. So when we release or say prosperity come, I'm actually calling forth the angel of prosperity, the angel of prosper. Y'all hear me? It's a royalty angel. It's a very beautiful angel. Angel that's dripped with gold and everything else. Amen? And it's there to protect the wealth, my God, that God the release in your life. I got to go. I'm tripping out right now. I got to go. Amen? I'm telling you, saints of God. That's why it's so important to have a relationship with God. It's so important to get God, for you can get in a relationship and God trusts you. And y'all can build that relationship with trust. I'm telling you, there's so many benefits for it. That's why I tell anybody, I'm not worried about nothing. I don't worry about anything. Long as I stay in God's will, long as I stay in God's plan for my life and my family life and all our life, amen? Guess what? Prosperity says, son, you sit back. I got this. Michael, the war angel, don't even have. Michael, watch this. The war angel, I don't even know why I'm in teaching of angels now, amen? The war angel, he doesn't be bothered unless it's some demonic activity that is Lucifer that is involved in him. You know, so demonic high rank activity. That's when Michael comes in. Other than that, Micah don't need to come in. He don't come in to try to fight off or protect the prosperity from the increase in your life. It comes in when some high-ranked demonic activity begin to come in. That's when Micah come in. Other than that, it's other angelic hosts that protect are there to guard and there protect. And once you really understand, you really understand how to walk into the, and don't worry, you ain't stressing, you ain't worried, because why? I got protection. I'm good. That's why I don't worry about the naysayers. I don't worry about what people, word curses that people come, because every time you shoot a word curse to try to bring the negativity that God already blessed in my life, prosperity there to chop it down. Prosperity there to do what? Deal with it. Y'all about to talk to me this morning. I'm out, Evangelist. We'll get to you with the teaching. I'm out.
Praise the Lord. And as we have a level of expectancy, today your expectancy level should have rose just a little bit. Mine went off the chart. So we just want to leave you all today and just thank you again for being in the presence of the Lord, for sitting at the table with dining with him, receiving his true unadulterated word.
I got to hit you with this. I'm definitely gone. I got to hit you with this. You remember in the story in the Bible where these two men was carrying a lame man? Jesus was in there teaching. He sat in there. He was in this house. He was teaching. But the crowd could not allow this person to get in, these people to get in. So they climbed on top of the roof, cut a hole in the roof, and they lowered that individual down unto the Father, right? Unto Jesus, right? And Jesus looked at them, not that individual, and said, and now your faith, you know, and because of their faith, Jesus did what? He healed that individual. You got to pause for a second. First of all, for them to have that type of level of faith, they had to be believers. They had to be individuals that was believers. They had to be individuals that trusted and walked with the Lord, and they believed deeply in him before they had that type of faith. So when Jesus, when they lowered down, and says, now because of your faith, you know, I made whole. Right then and there, that was prosperity leading and guiding them into a place for they could get the results that they're seeking for they can, for whoever that they were seeking for could be able to what? Prosper. Because that man got healed, that man's health was able to do what? Prosper. Y'all better talk to me now. He was able to do what? Prosper. Because of somebody else's relationship or walk with the Lord, my God Almighty, that they had. And they was able, that individual was able to prosper on a request of his friends or family or whatever. Amen? I'm telling you, prosperity is a guide. It will lead you. It will show you avenues. It will show when everything looked like it's blocked, when everything looked like you're back up against the wall. Prosperity will guide. All you got to do, follow the light, Caroline, follow the light. It will lead you. It will guide you. It will take you into a place of your financial success. It will take you into a place of your joy, of your peace, of your happiness. It will guide you, and also it will protect you. I'm out there. I'm out for real. Go ahead and hang up. I'm gone. I'm out for real. Bye. I'm out.
We'll see you all on Monday morning. Sunday morning. Don't forget to check in 10:45 as the lines be busy. And if you count someone to come in to hear and to share the word of God, don't be stingy. Share God. He's a God that loves for you to share him. So we will see you 10:45 on Sunday, and after that on Monday at 7 a.m. Have a beautiful day in the Lord. Decree and declare, make a commitment that you will unlock that door that Jesus is knocking on. Hear him. Hear what he has to say and commune with him. Walk and talk in the name of Jesus. We love you, and peace out.